This podcast is written, produced, and edited by Karen Schaefer and contains content of a violent and explicit nature. There are depictions of people that have died or may have died and is not recommended for people that are under 18 years of age. Voices of the Lost, Episode 3, The Fallout. The fallout is the way I describe what transpired after Kylie's disappearance. So many things changed forever. Things that you may take for granted in normal circumstances, but these are not normal circumstances. These are extraordinary circumstances. One in a million circumstances. Falling into the "it will never happen to me" category, right? Wrong. Let's talk about the statistics first. Now, I'm going to read you some information that I found and will post links on the Patreon page for those that wish to find out a little bit more. According to research published by the Australian Institute of Criminology 2008, it is around 1.7 people per thousand that go missing. Can you believe that? Just let that digest for a moment. The estimated number of missing persons in Australia reported by the police and other search agencies, the Salvation Army Family Tracing Service and the Australian Red Cross Tracing Service, for the period 2005 to 2006 was approximately 35,000 people. This is a rate of 1.7 people per 1,000 Australians. This is slightly higher than the previous Australian estimate reported by Henderson and Henderson in 1998 of 1.6 per 1,000 of the population. The Australian police data indicate that men and women were reported to police as missing almost equally. Young people accounted for just over half of all missing persons reported to police, with 13 to 17 year old females most at risk. The majority of missing persons reports were from the larger jurisdictions, with more than half coming from New South Wales and Victoria. Young people in care are likely to run away more often than the rest of the young missing persons population, and police in all jurisdictions spend a great deal of effort in searching for this group of people. Long-term missing persons, those that go missing for 6 months or longer, are more likely to be adults. There are many reasons that people go missing, whether their absence is intentional or unintentional. Mental health emerged as a consistent theme in all aspects of this research, as well as being highlighted by the family and friends of missing persons as a reason for people going missing. It is also significantly featured in the consultations with key stakeholders, in the roundtable discussions, and in the police data. Mental health problems, particularly anxiety and depression, appear to be associated more with adult missing persons than young people. Now let's talk about that for a little bit. Kylie presented at the local medical centre in a state of distress. This was quoted by more than one person that saw her before she went missing. It was also mentioned by a nurse at the hospital and also by her roommate at the time. This is something that has affected my family greatly, because up until those moments, we were unaware of Kylie going through any kind of mental health issue. I know that a few months previous, when she had turned up at my house unannounced, whilst that was out of character for her, she didn't appear any different to how she normally was. She didn't appear distressed, upset. She didn't appear despondent. She seemed like her normal, happy self. And that's what distresses me more than anything. Because if I can't tell and I'm her sister and my parents didn't know, how were any of us ever going to help her? She already got to crisis point from all accounts, from what we can see, and it made her vulnerable. Vulnerable to those that wanted to hurt her, vulnerable to society had she been out and about and in a panic, vulnerable in lots of different ways. But we'll talk about Kylie's mental state in the next episode. For this one, let's keep talking about the fallout. So that was some of the stats. But this was a country town. Surely that has some bearing. So having all of this happen to our family has created a snowball of effect that none of us anticipated. Our family became the center of attention when it comes to local gossip, and it still is somewhat. It varies in volume depending on who is around or what time of year it is. Our family gets stared at or avoided because it's easier than having to ask if there's any progress when you've already heard the gossip on the case for that week. Family members' health is affected. More on this in a moment. Trust between family members is affected. More on this also in a moment. The way we all parent changes. Our whole existence changes. Our focus changes. So let's address these one by one, shall we? First of all, the gossip. The gossip is something that is well known globally. Everyone knows everyone's business and talks about who does what with who and the like. In this case, there is a tremendous amount of this. A lot of everybody knows, but nobody talks. A lot of accusations, but no one goes to the authorities. A lot of big talk, but little to no action. Our family has gone through so much when it comes to small town mentality that I could do a whole series on the messages and conversations that I've received alone. And one day I probably will. But it goes along these lines for the most part. It's just so sad that what happened to that family? Someone needs to stand up and say something. I know it really is disgusting how this case is still going on. I can't believe that no one speaks up for that poor girl. This has gone on for years and I'm sure will continue for more. Quite often members of my family are avoided or ignored just so that the conversation can be avoided. Now, family health. This is a big one. A few years after my sister disappeared, our little sister Tracy suffered a psychotic episode and never really 100% recovered. Now, I'm not a doctor, and my sister and I don't really have a relationship any longer, but I can tell you that after Kylie went, she was never the same. I truly believe that survivor's guilt is a terrible thing to deal with, and it's definitely impacted her. My father, well, you see, my dad was always a force to be reckoned with. He was big and scary to the world, but to us girls, he was a big softy. This was the one thing that he had no control over and could not find a solution for. He couldn't fix this, and I truly believe that the stress of this killed him. In a very short amount of time, our father turned into a frail old man and eventually riddled with cancer, starting with his bowel and eventually affecting a lot of his organs. I won't go into how this affected Kylie's mum, my stepmother, Sue Ann, but I will have her on to tell her story in another episode. Trust. Now, this is a big issue. When someone goes missing in the family, you have a lot of conflicting emotions. Anger, despair, acceptance, defiance, denial, the list goes on. But the one thing that I believe is affected the most is trust. You have this niggling feeling in the back of your mind. Do you know where she is? Like, really? You would tell us, wouldn't you? She wouldn't do this to us, to Mum, to Dad, to Tom, to me. If I was her best friend, I would never let on where she is. Maybe it was an accident, a fight with a family member. You have connections. Where did she go? Come on, you can tell me. You start to suspect people you love of things that you would never believe in a million years. In fact, our brother, who was incarcerated at the time, has gone through multiple people accusing him of killing his own sister because of his background. The facts seem immaterial to some people. Now, parenting. As I mentioned, everything in your life is affected when you have a missing person. One of the things that I've always maintained is that the way we parent our kids when we have missing family members is completely different to everybody else. I've always wanted children. So did Kylie. I had my son after being told that I had fertility issues, so I was already quite protective. Now, my son was just 7 when his auntie went missing, and from that moment, I would not let him out of my sight. I was so paranoid about his safety because, in my mind, if a strong, tough bush kid like Kylie could disappear, then anyone could. So this meant I raised him differently to the way I would have under normal circumstances. Our entire world has changed. We are a part of a unique situation, part of a community that no one wants to be a member of and everyone wants to leave. Membership is free, and unfortunately for some of us, likely to be lifelong. Some of us that were once seen to be positive and optimistic begin to dull over time. We lose our spark in the face of the reality that our missing loved one is unlikely to come back. I can tell you that having a Christmas or birthday wish that includes finding a dead body is another whole plane of existence. My father died not knowing what happened to his daughter. It broke his heart as it dawned on him that this was going to be the case. To have the man that I always thought was the epitome of toughness, a Vietnam veteran, cry and tell me that it's all just too much, the futility of it all, was something that I will never, ever forget. To know that as all of Kylie's siblings have children, and in time grandchildren, that we can never introduce her to is just heartbreaking. To have to explain who she is just so hard. Now, one of the things that changes is your change of focus. Instead of focusing on yourself, you start to focus on the case, and in my case, obsess over it. Some of my family intentionally try not to think about it, and I was that way for such a long time. It was just that awful thing that I had no control over. The thing that happened to our family, but now it's different. Now I have more information, more facts, and more reason to fight for her. Now I know what happened before she went. So while I continue to try and quench my thirst for answers, I will post some links to Australian statistics regarding these types of cases and the links for the study that I quoted earlier. Now, if you're wondering how you can help bring Kylie home, there are links in our bio that you can use to purchase merchandise that supports the podcast and donate to funds for the reward that we are trying to raise for the successful return and identification of the remains of Kylie Ann Schaefer. It is interesting to note that as of the date this episode goes to air, Kylie Ann has 3 brothers and 2 sisters, 9 nieces and nephews, 7 great nieces and nephews. She has never met 18 of these people. She missed out on all of it. She hasn't seen our successes or our failures. She doesn't get the opportunity to celebrate with us or commiserate with us. She hasn't been there for the death, for the birth, for the love, for none of it. What we want is answers. We want to bring her remains home. We want it all to be over. Just like anybody else with a missing person, our one goal is closure. Until next time on Voices of the Lost, hug those you love tight and make sure that you're happy with the last words that you spoke to them, because you just never know.